Hey everyone, welcome to this week's show. I am Lisa Anderson, wanting to let you know we have a podcast sponsor this week. It is Zondervan. Zondervan has recently published Garden City by John Mark Comer. That is a book that offers a fresh take on our work, our calling, and finding our purpose, something that applies to us all, right? Visit Zondervan.com to learn more about this great new book from Zondervan. Okay, on to the show. Later on, we're going to be answering a question from a listener who wants to know, should I leave a church group where everyone is coupling off? Then for our culture segment, we have the privilege of talking to Plum, also known as Tiffany Lee. She and her husband are here to actually discuss how their marriage almost fell apart. In fact, it probably did fall apart, and what God did to bring them back together and how they're growing in their understanding of what marriage is even now. Well, we have a special show this week, specifically for our roundtable, because it is our 400th episode. Can you even believe it? 400 people. 400. And so for our roundtable this week, we have taken calls from you. You have left messages just about what the Boundless Show has meant to you, what you've learned from it, really, if there's been any game changers from you. And so those calls, we put them together, we've edited them, and we are going to play them for you today for our roundtable. So here you are, the stars of our roundtable. Listen up.
My name's Bela, and I just wanted to say that Boundless has been everything I've needed in my post-college graduation last year and a half. I learn every week about work and life and God, and there's always something that I really needed that I didn't even know I needed to hear. So specifically, I was able to date someone this past summer for the first time in my life because of things that I had learned on Boundless, where you should just say yes to a coffee date. There's not anything wrong with that. So that was a great experience. I just want to say thank you so much to the team. You guys are amazing, and I appreciate you.
Hi, this is Leah, and it's always been my dream to be on the Boundless Show, and so maybe this is the only way I can get on it. My favorite episode is always going to be the Guys Roundtable and talking about dating in your 30s, and Boundless has meant so much to me as I have learned so much about relationships and about the importance of serving your local church and living in community and living intentionally. And I loved Pursuit. I know it's about the Bella Show, but without the Bella Show, we wouldn't have Pursuit. And Pursuit was wonderful. I've gone both years, and this last year was extra special because I met a man there who has been very intentional with me, and we are officially dating. So, yay. And I love the Bella Show, and I thank you so much, Lisa and Anthony, for all that y'all do, and of course all, I think it's Dave, the sound engineer. Thanks too for doing all the recording. Okay, bye.
Oh my gosh, I love the Boundless Show. I heard about you guys about 3 years ago. It was actually my first podcast I listened to. I'm so grateful for you guys. I've laughed and I've cried and I've learned so much along the way. I was in many friend relationships, as Lisa put. Throughout my life, I went to a Christian university and never dated because of the dread ring by string theory. And I was pushed into a Christian world where the pendulum swung the opposite way. As I got closer to my 30s, I decided that I had to be okay being the cool aunt, that I may never get married. But with the Boundless Show, which I discovered about 28 years old, I realized that was okay. My identity wasn't in the guys in my life, but in Christ. My favorite part of the show is how authentic Lisa is. She's hilarious. I've laughed with her and I've cried with her. And all the issues that you guys talk about are applicable in our daily lives. I also love the book recommendations and the music. My life and my friends' lives have been transformed by your show. And I appreciate it and always look forward to the new episodes. Thank you for all you do, and yay for the 400th episode.
Hi, my name is Paige. I just wanted to say thanks and congratulations on the 400th show. I always look forward to Thursdays with anticipation to be able to listen to Boundless, and I've been listening to the show for quite some time now. It's been really helpful in my own life, both when single and dating, and has also been helpful as other people have come to me for advice. I've become known to start giving advice to my friends I heard on a podcast once, always talking about Boundless. I also realize that I've taken on some of Lisa's catchphrases and have often caught myself saying, let's just be honest, people, in the same tone that she does. Anyways, congratulations and keep up the good work. We love you here in Canada.
Hey there, Lisa. First of all, congrats on your 400th episode. One episode that I remember, or that I've listened to in not too long past, was the episode 372, Men Stop Being Nice. I was pretty much the type of guy who had to get approval from people, because I guess I never got it from my father, so I always looked for it from others, and you know, everyone likes a nice guy, so, and you don't want to ruffle feathers, so that made me a little bit passive, I guess, over the years, and I think that spilled into my friendships with the opposite sex, and that's where, you know, things pretty much left me in the friend zone. So this episode was an eye-opener for me, and me being in my 40s already. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the next 100 episodes from you guys. So thanks again for your program.
Hey, my name is Naomi, and I have been listening to The Boundless Show for as long as I can remember. I called in on the 100th show and shared my story. And I am a 53-year-old woman, and I have three kids that are grown, and what am I doing listening to The Boundless Show? Well, because it's awesome and everybody should listen to The Boundless Show. And I think the thing that I like about The Boundless Show, of course, Lisa Anderson, because she's awesome, is it keeps me current on the culture, what's going on. I love the insights about The Boundless Show. I love the guests. Woohoo! 400th episode. That's so cool.
Hey, Boundless, congratulations on the 400th episode of the podcast. My name is Lindsay, and I've been a big-time fan of The Boundless Show. I rarely miss an episode, and I always try to comment and just get really excited every time a new one pops up in my iTunes each Thursday. And in fact, Boundless was the very first podcast I subscribed to, and it's just been such an encouragement to me. I kind of initially found Boundless just by searching for an online community for Christian singles, and I was in my early 30s at the time, and most of my friends are married with kids, which is great. But I wanted a place to connect with other singles and just learn and grow and be challenged, especially in the area of dating. And the podcast roundtable quickly became my favorite segment, and I just really like hearing from both men and women, married and single, and just hearing them discuss their various experiences and their dating stories, engagement, marriage, that kind of thing, through the lens of faith and their trust in God. And it's just been super helpful to me personally as I try to live out the single season well. So in terms of episodes, for the roundtable, I really liked CNB Scene, which talked about how women can kind of let men know and clue them in to their interests and in just ways that are helpful. I also like Dating Leagues, Dating Bath, Dating in Your 30s, basically anything on dating. Those have been my favorites. And then for the culture segment, I really, really liked Finn and Kathy Keller. That was my favorite. That one really stood out to me. But I also liked Matt Chandler and Kara Tippett, Donald Miller, Pete Wilson. And just, I'm an avid reader, and I really try to keep a pulse on the Christian leadership scene because I work in ministry. And I would love how I'd be reading one of their books, and then all of a sudden I'd hear them on the Boundless podcast as well. And talking about things that were relevant to single listeners, and it was just really exciting. So thank you so much, Boundless. I really appreciate all that you do to help us press on and press in through the single season. Thanks a bunch.
Hi, this is Chrissy calling from California. I'm 45 years old, and my husband and I have been married for 25 years. We have three kids, 22, 20, and 16. I came across the podcast quite a few years ago. I probably listened to every episode, and it has blessed me as a mom, being married when I was 20 and just being relative to my kids, being able to listen to them, understand their perspective, raising them in the Lord, and just knowing the issues that are going on in the recent years, the dating sphere versus courtship, and it has just been such a blessing to, for myself, I don't know it all, but just to grow in knowledge and grace towards my kids. And they've listened to several episodes themselves, and you know, just being guided in this world and just hearing talk and kind of different approaches, different opinions, and there's so many different personalities out there and ways of looking at things, but yet just centering it on Christ and dating with a purpose. And that has probably been the biggest impact, is dating purposely. And we've really been blessed by that. So thank you, Lisa. Thank you for the crew and all that you've done.
Hi, Lisa. It's Mary Lee.
And Colin.
And I just wanted to call and say thank you so much for the Boundless Show. It has been such a highlight of my week for the last 3 years. And your wisdom and humor has kept me laughing. And we are birthday buddies on June 18th. So every year I am wishing you a happy birthday as we share that special day. About a few weeks ago, my boyfriend gave me one of the coolest things, and it was your book. And he had personally inscribed a message for me on the front cover, which meant the world to me as he read it in only a week's time.
Yay.
So we wanted to say thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us, and we just admire you so much and this program, and we'll continue listening for years to come. Thank you so much.
Keep it real, Lisa. I love you.
We love you. Bye.
Hi, my name is Leah, and I just wanted to say thanks. I have not found another ministry out there that's contains such relevant and practical and biblical information for young adulthood, and it's really shaped my journey in a significant way, and I will always be grateful, whether that's moving out, living intentionally, dating with purpose, all of those things. I've just been really encouraged to live life on purpose and really consider my life and how to live it best in a way that honors God, and Boundless has been a big part of that. I've listened to many podcasts, have benefited from many intentional conversations, and that has sparked discussion in my own group of friends as well. So from a young adult that wants to honor God, I just wanted to say thank you for your ministry and the way that you are impacting lives. I have been greatly impacted as a result.
Hi, my name is Deborah, and I just really appreciate that Boundless helped me realize it's okay to pursue marriage, and that was just very freeing for me. I recently have been leading a small group of single girls, and just, I don't know, the advice, helping, you know, navigate through this sort of tricky season has been really helpful. I love the guests. I think Lisa is just a great interviewer. She gives great, solid advice too. So I just really appreciate the Boundless Show and wanted to share my story. Thanks.
Hi, my name's Tamara, and I'm calling from Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. Just want to say congratulations on reaching your 400th episode. I love the Boundless Show, the podcast, all the articles. Just want to say that Focus on the Family, this is a really great ministry, the single young adult ministry that you have. It's encouraging people. For me, I know it's been a source of focus, and it's really bolstered my own convictions. Thank you so much. It's really like none other ministry. And just, again, just want to say thank you for pointing young adults back to the Bible to encourage us and to cause us to focus in navigating life in the secular world. And thank you, Lisa, for your transparency. I just got the Dating Manifesto. I'm only on page 24, but I just, again, thank you for your candor, and thank you to Candace for answering all the questions that people write in, and just always referencing sound doctrine. Love it, love it, love it. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this ministry.
Hi, my name is Alan. I just want to say how the Boundless Show has really been a blessing to me, coming from being in a church community in the past, where I was always finding myself being the odd wheel in a group setting where the prolific demographic was couples and married folks and families, also being around people and even leaders that were pompous and presumptuous towards me because I was still not married at my age, and thereby making it difficult for me to enjoy my single life, single years, single season in life. It's really awesome to have a Boundless show to be able to listen to it and hear about issues that single people at my age face. Also knowing that there are other people out there in the same boat with the same mindset, like-minded folks out there in the same boat as me. It's really encouraging. And I just want to thank you for all that you do. It's really been awesome. Been a great source of encouragement for me.
Hello, my name is Corinne, and I'm calling to say thank you to the Boundless team. I was not born in the U.S. and moved to this country 10 years ago, and to say the least, was extremely confused by the dating scene in this country. And really did not know where to start, how to put myself out there. And I stumbled across the Boundless show last year, and I've been listening to it, not just in terms of the dating discussions, but also for my personal walk with the Lord. And I just want to say thank you, because definitely this ministry has made a difference in my life. I was also able to go to Pursuit this year, and it really has been enlightening and has helped me see where I can improve in my relationship with the Lord, but also in my dating life. So thank you, thank you, thank you for this ministry, and God bless you all. I pray and hope that it is able to reach even more Christian singles than myself.
Hi, this is Shalise. I think I actually got to be on the recording for either the 300th or the 200th episode, but I can't believe that it's already been 400 episodes now. Boundless has been great for me. I still love listening to the podcast and reading the content. And since the last time I got to be on the show, I've actually gotten married, so that's pretty exciting. But I just want to say keep up the good work, because you're doing awesome things.
Hi, Lisa. My name is Lawana. I discovered the Boundless show about 2.5 years ago. A friend of mine introduced me to it, and I listen to you guys on the podcast at work while I'm working. And I discovered your show during a slump, kind of, with my single life. I'm 43 and never been married, no children, and just kind of had hit a slump with just not seeing the benefits of being single. And your show has brought me so much encouragement, and it constantly keeps me reminded of, you know, God's faithfulness through this season of life. And just your testimony has been really a big inspiration for me. So I'm so thankful for the Boundless show, for it being focused on us singles and keeping us encouraged and focused on what really matters, which is Jesus and how to glorify him during this season of singleness. So congratulations, Boundless show, for your 400th. And thanks again for everything you do. Love you guys.
Hi, Lisa. My name is Deb, and I'm thrilled to be able to share what I feel about Boundless. I am a Titus 2 woman, and I mentor women between the ages of 18 to 39. I love your show because it's real, relevant, and it meets the needs of singles and married alike. Your encouraging and bold words are an encouragement and inspiration in the lives of my mentees and other young women. Please keep up the good work in the Lord. Congratulations on your 400th episode, and I look forward to many more.
Hello, my name is Jacqueline, and my story is that I was a very frustrated single, and I literally prayed and said, God, I know in your word it says that you give wisdom, so I need wisdom in this area. And I stumbled upon your podcast through Focus on the Family, and I just felt so much confirmation in that I was going to find the wisdom I was looking for. And I started to put my list together of the man that I really wanted. And Boundless helped me with that list, that it wasn't that long, that it was more about the content rather than the length. And I started dating someone I thought I wouldn't date because my list was different. And I got married in about a year's time. And then a year later, I had my 6-month-year-old boy, Jonas. So I'm so thankful for this ministry.
Hi, Boundless. My name is Rose, and I live in Northern California. I have been listening to The Boundless Show regularly for a few years now, and it's really been a blessing to me. I started listening after I became a member of a local church, and it definitely encouraged me that I was on the right track. I've enjoyed all the topics covered, finances, work, church involvement, and, of course, relationships. There's a lot of books out there with different views on how to handle relationships. And I feel that Boundless strikes a God-glorifying balance that is respectful to the person you're dating, follows the principles we learn from the Bible, and is actually practical in today's culture. I also love Lisa's book, The Dating Manifesto, and I've recommended it to a lot of people. Boundless, thank you for everything you do. We appreciate Lisa, Anthony, Dave the engineer, and everyone else who works to keep Boundless going.
Hi, Boundless Show. This is Katie. I know there's a great group of single Christian guys who listen to the podcast, and Boundless has always taught me to put myself out there. So I just want to take this opportunity to say, if you're interested, my number is 715. Oh, is that not what this podcast is for? Lisa, does that come across as a little desperate? Okay. Well, in that case, I'll just say how thankful I am for Boundless. As a freshman in college in 2007, I was reading every Christian book on singleness I could get my hands on. And every single one of them said to be content and wait. Not the most helpful or enlightened message I'd ever received. Then I found Boundless. Boundless met me where I was at. They offered me community instead of cliches, acknowledged my hurt and frustration, but they never condoned it. Boundless encouraged me and gave me practical advice. They always pointed me towards hope, not just in this world, but the eternal hope of Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful to have found such a wonderful source of wisdom and inspiration. Thank you for 400 fantastic episodes of the Boundless Podcast.